Today marks 1 year since Antoine Rose, a black unarmed teenager, was fatally shot by white police officer Michael Rosfeld. Rosfeld shot the teen in the back as he fled a car that had been involved in a drive-by shooting. The shooting was caught on video, but a jury acquitted the East Pittsburgh officer of homicide in March. Rose was a student at Woodland Hills High School, where classmates continued to grapple with his death. Four of them spoke with 90.5 WESA about the past year, which brought them a new school principal, Philip Woods, and, they say, a greater sense of unity.
I found out about maybe 30 minutes after, because the video that was caught, it got posted online. And yeah, I was just watching it over and over again because I surely didn't know what happened and just wonder who it was.
And I had no idea that it was Antoine until I got home and I checked Facebook.
Oh, I was bawling my eyes out. I cried because this is not the first time that, I actually lost somebody that was close to me or went to my school. So it's why is it always the kids in our school, dying?
It was really crazy to really think about, because whenever you think about stuff like this, like police brutality, you never really think it could happen to you until it really happens. And it's wow, this is real life. And it's not a game out here. I look at these boys, they're my brothers, family to me. And it's really scary knowing that there's nothing I can do to prevent from someone else taking one of my brother's life.
And it literally happened right in front of my uncle's house. My uncle was outside while it happened. But then once I found, on the internet, they posted the video and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's really, dang. I knew him since, he first moved around here, when we was kids. We played football together and stuff.
Last year, I was in 10th grade, and he was a senior. He was, trying to be my little boyfriend or whatever. He's definitely a sweetheart. He's definitely, a flirt.
It doesn't matter who his friends was. It was the drama club to the football players, just white, black. It just didn't matter. It was just everybody's cool, Antoine.
He's, funny. Very, very funny. He's always telling everyone to, always do good and stuff like that.
Whenever the trial was going on and, the verdict was happening, I was at work. Me, personally, and some other people I'm around, we weren't surprised.
It makes me so mad because we never get any justice, and that's why I said most of us weren't surprised.
My mom called. My mom screamed my name downstairs. So I got on to my mom crying and stuff. And me, knowing everything I know about the system and my uncles and people I know that went to jail, it's just I already knew that what was gonna happen before it happened.
The next day, there was an announcement saying if anybody feels some type of way, if anybody's hurting right now, come to the auditorium and we're gonna talk about it. And that's what we did. Antoine's mom came and spoke to us, and she just vented to us and told us stay in school, do what Antoine couldn't do.
That's all you heard about throughout the whole year, just Antoine. People just bring it up. All the time.
This is all year. Everyone still talks about it because stuff like this that really happened, it's really serious. And the one thing that I do applaud Dr. Woods is that he allows us to have a safe and comfortable space to talk about.
He really came and really enforced, we're going to be better. We're going to show them that we're not weak and we're going to be strong. We lose people. We've been losing people every other month for a long time. I lost two of my closest friends. So it's just and I lost my brother when I was in middle school.
Woodland Hills is not a bad school. I just want to put that out there for the media and everybody else, because our rep is bad. But we are working as a community and as a district to be the best that we can.
If you're not here living this life that we're living every day, losing the people that we're losing, and seeing the stuff that we're seeing, just don't speak on it. Because at the end of the day, we got each other, and we're going to be all right.
My name is Jeremy Thomas Jr.
My name is Taylor Moore.
My name is Jeffrey Williams III.
My name is Plazania Tagan, and I go to Woodland Hills.
90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley and Ollie Herring produced this piece in collaboration with the Narrative Justice After School Program.